I'm all about that fuss-free glam. Give me makeup that's versatile and feels like air on my skin and has ingredients that love my face, that's good for my face. You know, clean ingredients. And don't even get me started on mascaras because I do want them bold and lengthening. And so we have Thrive Cosmetics, which I've been using since 2020, obviously because I appreciate their foolproof products that make it really easy to apply for any skill level. And they have a full line of makeup to refresh your everyday look, but also they give back. Every product purchased, Thrive Cosmetics donates products and funds to help communities thrive, hence why it's Thrive Cosmetics, C-A-U-S-E, Medics. Thrive Cosmetics and Bigger Than Beauty skincare are not just makeup brands, they're a whole vibe. They're all about empowering us to rock our confidence, and when you support them, we are helping other communities thrive. Their stuff is not only easy to use, but no nasties, zero parabens, sulfites, phthalates. They are 100% vegan and cruelty-free. Let's talk lashes. Thanks to Thrive's liquid lash extensions, I must say that my lashes are just so beautiful and lush. It adds length, there are no clumps, and also guess what? It slides right off with warm water, so no raccoon eyes here. And I appreciate they have nourishing ingredients that support longer, stronger, and healthier looking lashes over time. And it's a unique formula they use that creates these tubes around each eyelash to lengthen them. We've had problems in the past with the link, but the link does work now. Refresh your everyday look with Thrive Cosmetics, luxury beauty that gives back. Right now, you can get an exclusive 10% off your first order at thrivecosmetics.com/magic. That's Thrive Cosmetics, CAUSEMETICS.com/magic for 10% off your first order. As someone who is so excited to garden this spring, yet really wants top quality soil, I'm really excited to introduce you to Coast of Maine, which is an esteemed brand renowned for its organic soil offerings. And if you're seeking to infuse your home environment with a nourishing essence that promotes flourishing plant life, you're gonna wanna listen to this, because with over 28 years of expertise, Coast of Maine has meticulously crafted soils sourced from oceanic waters and farms certified for organic cultivation. It's so nice to find such a sustainable, eco-friendly brand who really emphasizes the importance of natural ingredients to enrich their soil. And I mean, they have, like I said, top quality with rigorous quality control and OMRI listed certification. Their diverse range of products caters to all gardening needs. Most of our soils may lack appropriate nutrients for success for our plants, and our plants need this. We want to regenerate the healthy microbes in our soils to set up for gardening success and just for our plants to thrive. So if we add Coast of Maine products, this will indeed help. Whether you're planting trees or shrubs or perennials in your yard, adding Coast of Maine soil in your planting holes leads to a long, slow feeding of your plants, making them self-sufficient and vibrant, which we love. Let's say you want a vegetable garden. Not only will you receive abundant harvest, but there will be less feeding and maintenance throughout the season. Amazing. You know that everything grown in Coast of Maine soil is organic and safe for your family and friends right out of the garden. And then you get to also feel good about their sourcing, as I'm so thankful they provide natural ingredients because they will never include household waste or biosolids. And we know that nothing nurtures the world above better than the soil below, cultivated from products and practices rooted in Coast of Maine. And so they will continually perfect the art and science of sourcing, mixing, and composting products worthy of the people and the place that inspired their brand and the healthier world it was built to serve. Coast of Maine believes in nurturing relationships with local retailers. We love supporting local, and the products are carried by local retail partners who can provide advice and insight not found in big box stores. So Coast of Maine knows from beginner to expert. Anyone who takes a hand to the land has something to offer the growing community of gardeners everywhere. And their products make organic gardening simple and approachable so we can all garden. So let's get to growing. Visit coastofmaine.com to find a local retailer near you. That's Coast of Maine, like the state with an E, coastofmaine.com. For me, I definitely think that those five phases were the different chapters in life. And there is one common denominator through all of them. And that is what I feel so connected to. Now let the magic begin. Yomies! Hello, it's Raquel, and welcome to Your Own Magic, a podcast for the creative and curious soul. This episode is sponsored by a new special sponsor, which you may appreciate for the holidays, Uncommon Goods. So more on them in the midst of the episode and in the show notes. And this episode is likely going to be shorter than normal to make this simple point have a greater impact, a greater punch. And I realized that I could ramble on and on about this, but it's something that I think would have a greater impact if I keep it short and to the point. And so it does have a lot to do with where my perspective is lately on life and spirituality and my own personal magic. That was so redundant. My own personal magic and your own magic and, you know, our own magic. Not the podcast, but genuinely our magic. And, you know, I was thinking about my life and the many different lives I've lived in this life. Of course, we have many stages in life. We have our childhood stage, our teenage stage. But once we enter adulthood, forget about it. We have more lives than a cat. I have already lived at least 5 lives in adulthood. There was my post-high school wanting to be an actor, but also very torn from the inside and didn't really know what in the world was going on and just drunk a lot. And then the college and party life stage, but also engaged to somebody and again, drunk a lot and high. And then suddenly doing a 180 where I'm now single after a long relationship and I'm obsessive about health and fitness. And then another stage in life, this stage, I decided to travel and be a nomad, and I was a traveling yogi poet person. And then the more recent stage, I would say a full-on spiritualist to the extreme. And so I had started a spiritual podcast. And now I'm in another stage where I feel pieces of all of that past, at least I would say the healthier pieces of that past, but now finding more equilibrium in my life and feeling more grounded. And, you know, I'm just living it up in my 30s. I'm single, sometimes down to mingle, most times not. Sometimes I feel like traveling. Sometimes I just like to be planted and grounded and focused. This time now, of course, I'm still a spiritualist, but now more so focused on other creative endeavors, as I feel pretty content in my philosophical spirituality. But I can do a whole nother podcast on that another time. I found this beautiful flow, but also taking it more easy and feeling more grounded than ever, because back when, not too long ago, my last life in this life, I would learn so much again. I was on a full-on spiritualist mission to really, really find where I sit and stand and how I feel and how I connect. And during that time, I learned a lot of different ways to find self-love and find self-acceptance. And I recently had an epiphany of how simple it could potentially be for many people when they reflect on their life. It just hit me more recently, like, no, this is self-love and self-acceptance. And it's, oh man, it's one of those wild topics that's very hard to define. But let me paint a picture for you. So I've realized lately that I look back on my many lives, which were all pretty extreme, to be honest, but I look back at those lives and, you know, the most recent two that I just talked about, one of those lives, you know, many of you were there
seeing that evolution. And I look back and I sometimes think, was that a dream? Because I do feel that that was me, but also I feel like that was me in dreamland. Like, you know how you are in a dream? Sometimes I look back on that life and all my many other lives and think, was that a dream? And maybe it's just a weird existential crisis, I guess, that I must have been experiencing, because perhaps that's the bookmarker, by the way. I realized that all between all those lives, I've had some sort of existential crisis. And so maybe going through an existential crisis is the bookmarker to transitioning into a new life. No. You just look back and you realize that was a really strong phase, and that's what I was really going through. Some people, every year's a whole new chapter. For me, I definitely think that those five phases were the different chapters in life, and there is one common denominator through all of them, and that is what I feel so connected to, and that is my core self, who hasn't changed since childhood. And so I say this, and I want to encourage you as well to look back at all your lives and how quite fascinating they all were, and appreciate your human for living and overcoming the challenges throughout those many different lives. And if you look back at those many different lives, can you potentially see within yourself that one common denominator, that one inner knowing, the inner being that was with you the entire time, because that is you. And I'm about to share why I think that it's so important to recognize her or him or them or whatever this being is within you, because that piece has never ever left. As you've evolved, you've changed, your human goes through a variety of different fluctuations. That is the one string together that has been there through it all and will continue to be with you. It's that consciousness that lives within you that just knows you, that's undefinable, that truly there are no words to this knowing. But it's looking at this inner knowing, this inner self, and recognizing that this will always be you. And I think that the most important being to make peace with is this being within you, your inner self, your inner being, your core self, that common denominator who has been there through all the many lives you've lived and will continue to live. As your human continues to evolve and change, and their belief systems and their ideas on life and how they present themselves and the narrative that they highlight and share with the world, that's going to change. But I think the one piece of us we 100% must make peace with and accept and love is that core self. And I think that that's a lot easier, because if you carry that love with you, and let's say things happen to your human that you don't necessarily love or like, then you can always go back to that core self and remember, well, I love this, and this is me, and this is always a part of me, and see that as the greatest blessing. You have such a beautiful spirit. You've known this spirit since birth. It's been with you through the many, many stages of your life. Perhaps after school, you went to college, you got married, you have a beautiful family, you're now a parent working very hard for their family, which I love that for you. Mine was definitely not a conventional life plan whatsoever, but I also love the way mine has turned out. But no matter how your life has turned out, the entire time, there's always been this one aspect of you that I think in times we feel so disconnected with ourselves, with life, with reality, and we are so angry, so on edge, so beyond anxious, perhaps even very irritable. Perhaps it's because we're feeling very disconnected with this core self. And I can't point out or define that for you. like I said, there's really no words to describe this core cell, this inner knowing. It's just simply that, a knowing. And I realized, I think the best way to find this core self is to look back on all the many lives you've lived, the many different transitions your human has experienced in this life, emphasis on in this life, and see if there's a common denominator, a common consciousness that has existed throughout all these many different lives in this life. And perhaps that will unveil to you, you. Okay, this is pretty awesome. So if you are into science-backed products when it comes to your health, your gut health, but also woman-owned products, I must introduce you to Equilibria. I'm so thankful I discovered them this year. I mean, Equilibria, they help you take on your wellness journey knowing that you have a dedicated one-on-one support to help you achieve your goals. So it's not like you're just taking a pill mindlessly. You actually get one-on-one support. That's awesome. And their signature product, which is EQ's Daily Women's Microbiome Defense, it comes in a convenient 3-in-1 capsule form. And so this is specifically formulated to bolster digestive health and fortify gut barrier protection, among other benefits. And we know that a balanced gut not only enhances our immunity, but also contributes to our overall mental well-being and our quality of sleep, of course, having efficient digestion and even radiant skin. But what distinguishes Equilibria's probiotic supplement is its meticulous selection, which is tailored to women's health needs. And of course, like I said, science-backed, and they're also ensuring affordability without compromising potency. And as someone who once struggled pretty severely with gut health issues for years, I intensified my focus on gut health in, I'd say, around 2020. And I'm thrilled to have recently discovered these products this year, as of course, they're backed by research for women's well-being, they're women-owned, and they support overall microbiome health, warding off harmful bacteria and enhancing our nutrient absorption. So head to myeq.com and use code MAGIC for 15% off Equilibria's microbiome defense and much more. That's myeq.com. And use code MAGIC at checkout for 15% off site-wide today. I believe that I see her more clearly than I ever have before. And it's like I woke up from a dream, like I said, or this hypnotic state, and I looked in the mirror and was like, oh my gosh, this is you. This is you, and it's always been you. I know I didn't take any psychedelic or an external substance. I'm very, 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 very sober. Yet there was this wild, crazy push and pull that was going on. And I think I just pulled a thread that grounded me and kind of woke me up from this hypnotic state and allowed me to see, like, Oh wait, you know all of this spiritual wisdom and knowledge, and you're aware of it and you've lived it, but when it comes down to the core of it, all of that can take a backseat, as that is tools for the human experience. But really, at the core of it all, this is you. And there are no words to describe who you are. I truly do not have words. It's just simply this strong inner knowing. And I know you can see that within yourself too. And only you. This is something, to be honest, between you and the universe. Only you and the universe. Especially while your human vessel embodies it. You know, I remember through my many transitions, people, friends, family, friends' moms even would see me and my evolution online, and just they assumed that I've changed drastically. And even though many years went by, I would talk to them, or I would see them, or talk to them on the phone or something, and it's beautiful. It was wild to me, but at the same time, I think it's so beautiful that pretty much everybody would say, because they genuinely thought that I've changed so much due to what I share online, or when I became a very strong spiritualist, or whatever. They thought that I've changed a lot, and they had talked to me and they're like, wait, you are literally the same. You sound the same. You act the same. To be honest, I'm a bit bubblier and goofier in person than I am behind the mic, especially when I'm really excited to see somebody or hear from somebody. And they were in shock. I think it's more than anything else. I think that there's just this unwritten knowing, this energetic knowing of a person and knowing, oh wow, that's still the same person, even if they've changed physically or however their belief systems might be, their core is still the same. To be honest, it felt like they were still the same lovely person too. And I have also seen people again who I did feel like they've changed. And either maybe when I first met them, they were a little disconnected with their core self, or maybe at this point, perhaps they are now, or they're just so hypnotized in the paradigm that is controlling them that they kind of forgot who they are. And that happens. And I think I definitely had a couple of those phases too. I mean, it's natural. And it's actually a beautiful part of our evolution because we get to really learn some valuable lessons about ourselves. And most people do wake up from those. Some people don't, or they'll carry it for a long time, or they do, but they still present to the world the narrative that they think the world wants them to be. And I don't want that for me. I want to be me and always express the core of me and my value systems and what I care about, which is pretty much creativity and philosophy and digging deep into the trenches of our human nature like I am right now, but always stay me. And so if you look back at your many lives, again, there is one common denominator throughout your human experience. Your human experiences. And that sense of self, that is you. That's you, and that's always been you, and always will be. It's your spirit. It's your human can go through many different phases and changes, but at the core of you, there's always that essence that you've always known since you were born that will not change. And to be honest, it has nothing to do with knowledge or wisdom. It's just a deep knowing and understanding that cannot be described because it's a celestial knowing. It's something well beyond our human scope to define. It's a deep connection with you in the universe and all that is, and your consciousness. I truly believe that that is the being you must fall in love with. I might as well emphasize this point, but you may not like the person that you are today or who you were in some of the past lives looking back, but that isn't you. This physical body that you're in now is not you. It's changed through the years and it will honestly continue to. And this career you're in right now, it's not you. It's just part of your experience. And this is something you know, but when you also put it into perspective of, okay, let's say you don't like your job. Well, you realize, okay, this is just a season of life, a life phase. But all in all, this is not me. This is not what defines me. Even the diet that you have right now, that's not you. That's just what you, your human, wants to experience, or how your human wants to eat. And also the narrative that you project to the world online, or you project to your inner circle. You know, your inner circle likely can see the core of you. I do actually consider listeners who have been here for a long time my inner circle as well. And I know that you know the core of me, and I've never really had to describe it. And I think that that's such a beautiful thing. And thank you for sticking around, because if someone loves you for the core of you, there's nothing more beautiful and powerful than that. So again, thank you. I want to encourage you as well to not only look at your many lives and seek that common denominator and feel her, him, them, or just this being within, but also one way you can see it is in the mirror. Though you're looking at your physical vessel, if you stare at your physical vessel for a while, I know this sounds so woo-woo and out there, but at least from my experience, you gaze into your eyes for a while. It's almost as though everything else fades away and you can see this other part of yourself, this inner part of yourself. Or you can just look in your eyes knowing that you're looking at your physical vessel, but in your mind you can remind yourself, this is you, and I honor and love you for everything you've been through. Knowing that the person that you are staring at has been through everything you've been through, knows you more than anyone else. And knows the heart of you. It's such a powerful, powerful moment to look at yourself and tell you, I love you. I don't care how cheesy that sounds. And for me as well, connecting with this aspect of spirituality and connecting with this higher power within in that way has been one of the most powerful practices that allowed me to really see me more than any other type of tool or function out there that I've learned. You know, you can write your birth date down and go online and look at what your human design is or your zodiac sign is. And all of that is beautiful and fun, and it will tell you a lot about your human. But really, I feel like there's no defining that inner core of you that really only you know. Maybe there's many layers, because apparently human design can get to a deeper core of you, but I really think that it's just an inner vibrational knowing that cannot really be defined or said. It's just there, and it's just you, and you know it. Don't get me wrong, I love human design and astrology. I think that they're wonderful tools, and they're so fun. But I'm talking about stripping everything away to see you. It also helps in times of lows or dark times, especially since our human's gonna go through ups and downs, highs and lows, dark times, light times, changes of season, body fluctuations, even mood fluctuations, and beliefs will change and everything evolves. That's the one guarantee in this world. But as long as you never forget this core of you, the one who has been with you since birth, it's never been lost and it's not going anywhere. Even in times your human is lost, this being is still there. And perhaps some pieces of reality you no longer really connect with anymore because it was just a season for your human, but your core self stays the same. Or you may dream a life experience, even though you're living it in reality, and you look back on it and it feels like a dream because that wasn't you, that was just a human experience, in order for you to really feel more of this core self and really understand you. Everything that you think has been your purpose in life, Perhaps it is. I'm not here to say that you don't know your purpose, but I do think that part of the purpose is to connect with this core self on a deeper level. Man, if you're willing to see this core self, I think you're going to be willing to unmask everything, even masks you didn't realize that you were wearing, and just show up as 100% authentically you. Unapologetically, because it's like, what more can you do? You can't change the core of you. Why would you want to? It's so beautiful. I do genuinely believe that no matter what phase in life you're going through, the core of you stays the same. So when a tragedy or whatever else does occur, you can allow your human to experience it the way your human feels they need to move through it. But there's no need to hate you or blame you or shame you. Because the beautiful thing is that your human has been through so many ups and downs, and the core of you has stayed the same. So that core of you won't even change or fluctuate then, and it's still just as beautiful during the low times as it has been during the high. And to remember that. I also think if you're blessed to have lifelong friends who stick around and really love and cherish and honor the human you are, they likely know who the core of you is. And so you realize that it's a nice way to also weed out the friends. Like, the friends who don't really care for you, I think it's because maybe there's something your human doesn't provide their human, if that makes sense. And so they weren't really a friend in the first place because they didn't really see the core of you. But then the friends who stick around, they love and embrace the core of you, and you likely love and embrace theirs. This episode is not about friendships or navigating that, but I just want to point out how beautiful it is to know the core of another human and your lifelong friends, knowing the many phases that you've been through and they've been through, but the one common denominator that has carried throughout. And that's why when you reconnect with an old friend that you were really good friends with, but it has been years, it still feels like it was yesterday, because it's like your core selves are coming back together. You just happen to have all these different lives as well. And so it's such a beautiful thing. What a blessing. What a beautiful blessing. Even with family members as well, with the family or whoever you've known for a long time, what a beautiful life experience it is to just really know the core of them. I don't think that there's anything more beautiful than that. I think that's another reason why we love babies so much, is because we begin to see the core of them, especially as they develop, and you can just really see them. I think a mama, when she's holding her baby, she already knows her baby right away. That energetic, undefinable knowing. And that same knowing likely trails throughout that baby's life. Also papa, I'm not gonna leave out the papas. So anyway, with this being said, strip away the noise, center, unscramble the chaos by allowing it to take a back seat, reflecting on your many lives to perhaps see the common denominator, the one being that has always been within you throughout those many lives. Feel the beauty of it. Genuinely feel how beautiful and lovely that being is. And I do believe that loving and accepting and embracing that piece of self, no matter what the human is going through in life, this is where the magic lives, where your own magic lives. That piece right there is truly your own magic. I hope you enjoyed this episode. I hope you have a lovely week. And as cheesy as it is, the core self in me truly does honor and love the core self in you, and is so grateful that you love and accept my core self. That was so cheesy, I know, but it's true. It's true. What can I say? Anyway, all the love, Jai Ma. Yomies, that is a wrap. That is a wrap for this episode. I hope that something spoke deeply to you, expanded you in some way. Please let me know if so. You can catch me on Instagram at Raquel Mantra. I spell Raquel a different way than most, so you can see the spelling in the show notes. Or hang out with the Yomies, the like-minded, very conscious and expansive and helpful souls on the Your Own Magic Facebook group. Especially a place to turn to when it comes to, well, whatever you're going through. And there are several tools on the EuroMagic.life membership site. All right, well, thank you so much, and have a magical rest of your day.